send General Starbird out there tomorrow to talk to Westmoreland. Westmoreland would like to do it, I think, but he wants additional forces to monitor it. So Starbird's going to go out and talk to him and see what he thinks, and he'll be back the end of this week or early next, and I'll be able to give you a much better report at that time. Basically, the military leaders, with the possible exception of Westmoreland and Wheeler, are opposed to it because philosophically they're opposed to static defense. And this, of course, is static defense, and they use the analogy of the Maginot Line and so on. There are some who are opposed to it because they think it might in some way or other reduce the arguments in favor of bombing of North Vietnam. But, Mr. President, when we don't have a winning plan for you and we can't tell you how and when we're going to win, it seems to me we need to buy a little insurance, and that's the way I look upon this. And I think we definitely should go ahead and make the preparatory steps so that you later can have the option of putting it in. And basically, that's what I've asked Starbird to try to work out with Westmoreland. I don't want to have us sit here in the position of ordering this to be done over the objections of all of the military leaders. We're trying to avoid that situation.
Okay. Thank you.